For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is, first and 10 for the Eagles. Football at their own 4. Van Sumeren is in to play fullback. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks 2 tackles, 3. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. And he carries 3 Giants to the 49-yard line. Oh, what a game. 40 yards there. He may go up to 200 today.
Oh, what a game indeed. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. And we have ourselves not just a victory to talk about, but an outstanding win, a blowout victory.
A sound victory.
28-3 over the New York Giants for the first time in a year. The Eagles looked the part and looked like a really, really good football team. That was dominance yesterday. The rushing game, the defense, no turnovers. Good morning, Hugh Douglas. I forgot what that looks like.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. A POS system ain't nothing but a cash register, Joe. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I'm glad you're here to tell me.
I found that out yesterday.
Point of sales.
Yeah, point of sales. Yeah. I never knew what that was until yesterday.
It's not just a cash register.
Well, it's like one of the advanced cash registers.
It's basically a cash register. It's not like an old school cash register.
Yeah, it's not like the kind where you know. But I was like, wow. Because I kept saying, you know, POS, you know, what I thought it initially stood for, it was like, no, it can't be that.
They can't do commercial WWE for that.
And then I was like, oh, it's a cash register, basically. I mean, I just thought I was sure.
So we found out two things yesterday. Hugh found out what a POS is, a point of sale systems, and we found out the Eagles do have another gear to them that I, quite frankly, I didn't know they had. I sat here on Friday and said I don't trust them to beat the Giants, knowing the Giants stink. And they went out there, Hugh, and they did everything you need to do to win a football game. 270 yards rushing. Saquon Barkley.
He seemed like he was a little angry.
My goodness gracious. That was it. Look, they don't make
like he felt like he was disrespectful.
They don't make him like that. There's not many players. There's not many players in the NFL, not many running backs that are as talented as this guy. I mean, really, he's all-time talent. That's why he was the second pick in the draft, and he showed it yesterday. He outgained the Giants by himself. 0 turnovers, 35 minutes time of possession, perfect on fourth down, 8 sacks. They held the Giants to 3 of 14 on third down. They held him to 119 yards. It just felt, didn't it feel good watching that yesterday? By the middle of the second quarter, right, when they hit the bomb to AJ to go up 14-0, I sat there and I said, it's over. Like, the Giants aren't coming back in this game. The Eagles got this. And then they poured on. They didn't even make it close. Hugh, that was so much fun to watch yesterday in a game that I had some trepidation going in. That was total dominance, Hugh.
Yeah, it was a couple things stood out to me. Number one was Saquon Barkley was pretty efficient, 17 carries for 176 yards.
Most efficient day in the history of the Eagles. It's the most yards per carry on that many carries ever.
Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback.
That's true.
And Brian Daboll is not a good coach. Mm. Not a good coach. For everything. I had an epiphany yesterday as I was watching the game, and no, I was not on any gummies or anything, but I was thinking, this guy's been at, what, 3 seasons? With the Giants?
I think it's 3. Yeah, he got there the year after Sirianni, I believe.
Yeah, 3 seasons with the Giants. He got the job because he was supposed to be the quarterback whisperer for what he was able to do with Josh Allen. Mm. Now, I know part of it has to be the quarterback as well. You know, it's a symbiotic relationship.
Sure.
But when you talk about some of the ineptness that I saw yesterday from that position, It's amazing that he's still there, that he still has his job. You talk about our coach and how he was in battle. At least our coach looks competent. At least he looks like he knows football. And I don't know. And this is from my purview outside looking in. It's not like I would follow the Giants. But, man, you talk about the quarterback that has not developed one iota And for whatever reason, y'all keep rolling him out there, gave more money, and keep rolling him out there.
Well, they did pull him by the end yesterday.
Yeah, because that game was done.
Yeah. Well, it was done because the Eagles dominated, Hugh Douglas. And you know what stood out to me the most yesterday? Look, Saquon was amazing. And he gets the number one game ball from the team. And statistically, he dominated the football game. But I gotta, you know, I'm in equal opportunistic, you know, when it comes to opinions on people, coaches, players. I crushed Sirianni last week. I crushed him. And Hugh, I kept saying to you, because I kept asking you, when are we going to see them have his back? Because everyone said the Eagles have their coaches back. Well, yesterday, the players showed me they had Nick Sirianni's back. I questioned it. I was like, enough telling me. Because they told me all week last week, right? Brandon Graham listened to our show and Colin Kyle and Jason Kelsey, an ex-player, but still very close to the situation. They all said, we got his back, right? Everyone's got Sirianni's back. And I said, okay.
Show me.
If you really have his back.
I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, play well. Don't just tell me that. Play well. And yesterday, Hugh, they played well. I thought yesterday was the biggest reflection was on Sirianni and how his team played for him. They played hard for him. They finished the game for him. They looked more buttoned up. They looked better coached yesterday. And I just thought yesterday was a day where it was shown to us that they still got this coach's back. Now, are they headed to the Super Bowl? No, we got a long way to go. But they showed me yesterday they have this coach's back. We have a season to watch now. And I thought they responded to a couple things yesterday. One, another kind of choppy first quarter where they didn't score. And it could have been like
score in the first quarter.
It could have been like, uh-oh, here we go again. But they pulled away. And he went for 3 fourth downs yesterday, including the bomb to AJ in the second quarter. They converted all 3 of those fourth downs. So when we crush him when he goes for a fourth down, does it go right? We got to give him credit when they do go right.
No question.
It was a great day yesterday. I give the most credit yesterday to Sirianni. I mean, those guys rallied behind him, and they dominated the game.
Yeah, no question. I give most credit to the defense. I think they played well. I think they stood on their head for the most part. You got 8 sacks. Shout out to my man Bryce Huff. Listen, Bryce, I always believed in you so much so I would bet on you every week. That I started betting, and I only been betting for like 2 weeks.
He's making you some money.
No, he made me some money yesterday. So I say all that to say this. It's not like it wasn't warranted. You know, so don't feel bad because there's a lot of Eagle fans on both sides of this. Some of them say, well, you know, there you go. Now you can leave him alone. No, everything that we did last week was warranted. Everything we did last week was warranted. It got this team to rally. And this team still has a long way to go. Because there's a lot of people out there. This is where I tend to struggle after I watch games because the ex-NFL player in me always goes with a win is a win. That's the mantra. It's never changed. 20 years out the game, it's always that. But the analyst in me is always like, well, yeah, but. You know, it's a yeah, but. And I'm not taking this time to say anything negative about team because I don't think it needs – that's not the case, but there's work to be done, and you are pointed in the right direction.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the defense. I mean, holy moly, they've gone 2 straight games without allowing a touchdown.
Yes.
Yesterday, they only allowed, and I know Daniel Jones stinks, and the Giants stink. If you only allow 119 yards to any NFL team,
that's pretty good. Day.
You've done, and that's excellent. They had 8 sacks yesterday. They are now 7th in the NFL in points per game allowed, and I know they played the Browns and Giants last 2 weeks, so that will kind of skew the numbers. We'll see where they end the season, but the defense is heading in the right direction.
I mean,
the pass rush, and it's all of them, Hugh. It's not if it was just one guy.
It was a conglomerate.
Cut it, Kyle.
Hullabaloo or hoobaloo, hey, whatever
you're trying
called.
To say.
Conglomerate.
Conglomerate. I thought.
Wait a minute, Joe. Sometimes I'm gonna have to start doing. You know how some of those anchors they do them tongue exercises before they go to work.
I thought you were going with collective effort, and then it became conglomerate.
Hey, that works too. I got ahead of myself. You know, it's a Monday. I was trying to use big words
I gotcha,
on Monday.
Yeah. Forgive us, everyone. We haven't had one of these wins in a long time. We forgot how to celebrate as a show. So whether it be collective effort or conglomerate, it was Nolan Smith. It was Bryce Huff.
Yes.
It was Josh Sweat. N'Kobe Dean.
Woo! N'Kobe got the party started, man. He really did. Because, you know what's funny? Before he made that first sack, I was thinking to myself, they were talking about how he's the leading tackler. I was like, yeah. Making a lot of tackles down the field. And he must have heard because he got upset. And he came on that. You talk about a perfectly timed blitz. When he blitzed up the middle and he got that sack, man, and he started being excited, I thought to myself, man, And then after that, let me say I got a little bit ahead of myself. But after that, then when you saw Jalen Carter get involved and all the, I was like, boy, them Georgia boys eating today.
They did.
Ate yesterday.
Yeah,
they ate yesterday.
It's a good point. It was a great day for the Georgia boys. You know who it was a bad day for? Joe Shane and John Mara.
Yeah.
I mean, all I could think about watching that was the Hard Knocks thing. I mean, it was the story heading to the game. And look, Saquon is a great player. I think they knew that. They just were going in a different direction because they have a bad team. But it played out so publicly. And they look bad. I mean, they didn't want him back. I mean, that my biggest takeaway watched that over the summer was they didn't really want him back. And it was kind of like, yeah, go find somewhere else to go. And he found the Eagles. And he goes back to their stadium
and
in front of their
crowd. He acted a whole donkey yesterday.
Oh, my. It started with the run. It wasn't even for that many yards when he ran the dude over by the sideline. That set the tempo.
He's going to get fined for that.
Well, good. He'll take the fine because he set the tempo in that game. And then the explosive runs. This guy's a special player. I mean, I questioned when they signed him, could he make a difference? Not would he get yards and be good? Would he move them from an 11-win team to a Super Bowl team? The time will tell on that. But he's doing his part on the field. The guy is an incredible football player. 215-592-9494. All right, you're giving the biggest credit to the defense.
Yes.
I'll give it to Sirianni for rallying the troops. Of course, there's that running back who had a great game. Kyle, who are you giving the most credit for to the win yesterday?
I mean, there's tons of credit to go around, but how can you not say Saquon Barkley? The revenge spot. Buck 76. I mean, he was just carrying Giants defenders,
and he could have had 200 if he stayed in the game.
Yeah, I mean, Sirianni said he asked him if he wanted the opportunity to go break his career high, and I got Siri on my phone talking back to me. But I mean, like, he was literally dragging Giants defenders like wearing them like a backpack. He was awesome to watch. That was an MVP type performance by Saquon Barkley, and now it feels like 2 weeks in a row where the Eagles seem like they're taking a step in the positive direction. Like, we're finally breaking free of the shackles of last season. And, like, you know, we could eventually look back on this game as, like, a turning point in the season where, like, the floodgates started to open for this Eagles team. And I just hope it starts to continues next week against Cincinnati and just the rest of the year.
Well, that's what playoff teams look like. And that's what I questioned last week. They said they didn't look like a playoff team based on what I've seen the first five, six games of the year. That's five games. That's what a playoff team looks like. You take apart a bad team. Let's hear from Sirianni after the game, what he learned, what was, you know, through a tough week last week for him as he got beat up by.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All of us, for his behavior the week before, what did Sirianni learn from the week?
You know, I think what I said to our team, just to let you know a little bit of that, is like, you know, when obviously you try not to listen, but you're in, you know, you do media seven times a week, right? And so I think the thing that I learned this week, and I just told the team that it happened, you know, a bunch of different ways. There was a bunch of different ways that I learned this week. It wasn't just through the situation that I was in. It was through, you know, I'm not even going to go into all that, but it's like, you can be angry. But angry, all anger does is cloud your ability to, if you really are holding on to anger, all anger does is cloud your ability to get better, right? And control the things that you need to control. So what I said to the team is, like, I put my head down. You know, when you have criticism, when you have those different things, you put your head down and you work even harder. And the thing about that is, you know, the hard work that the team had and that we had throughout the week helped put us in position to be successful today. And the other thing it does, to be quite honest with you, is it unites.
It unites, and that's what it felt like. It felt like that team came together yesterday, and they rallied around a coach that was getting beat up by everyone, most especially me. Like, I'll own it. Like, I killed him last week, and his team responded. He also said this after the game about their practice. Listen to this, because I think you saw it on the field yesterday. Eagles, the way they practiced last week.
This was our best week of practice so far this year, this week. This week was our best week of practice, pardon me, so far. I just think that it was just like, we know it takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that. It takes what, you know, winning takes what it takes. I love when Jalen says that because it's true. Like, there's a price to pay to win, right? You can't just, like, and so I think that they all saw that. They practiced their butts off, and I took care of them a little bit later in the week because of the energy and the effort that they had in practice. But there was some good back and forth in practice. I can't say enough for the scout team guys. You know, I'd like to name all of them, but it just takes what it takes. And the work, I could just feel, again, everything uniting us this week and everything and the work that we put in this week. I had a good feeling we were going to play good because we practiced so good.
It was a Sirianni win. It really was. He pushed the buttons right. They go for the fourth downs. They get it. And his team responded. 215-592-9494. But let's react and celebrate here. We haven't had one of these in a long time. A win where you don't feel like crap afterwards. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Monday, man.
Good morning,
happy
Chris.
Monday. Happy.
It is a happy Monday.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. The sky is blue. It's a beautiful fall day. I don't know why. It's just perfect today, guys. Hugh, you there, Hugh?
I'm here.
Say it with me, Hugh. Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats! Home!
Yeah, the young Thundercats came to play yesterday. No question about that.
Did they show up in a big, big way?
And showed out.
Yeah. I mean, Ike was playing great. He had a sack or two off the edge. I saw that. I mean, they were looking good. I want to say a couple of things here, guys. I got a couple of thank yous to give because I'm very gracious and in a happy mood today. I can't imagine why. So I got a couple quick thank yous I want to give out there. I want to thank the Giants for being our sparring partner yesterday and letting us get right. I want to thank our offensive coordinator for continuing to have Jones drop back and let our defense tee off on him. I want to thank their defense for confusing rules yesterday and thinking it was touch football instead of tackle football. And most importantly, I want to thank their front office for handing Godzilla over to us. Guys, this guy is going to go down as the greatest running back in Eagles history. I mean, we all know he's going to be donning, the Hall of Fame jacket. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful day, guys.
Well, Chris, it is.
I know, it's a wonderful day.
And it's one of those things where it was cemented yesterday. Like, not only did the Eagles take him from the Giants, but then he went back there and he outgained their team. I mean, that's one of those things where we could watch football for another 50 years and we probably won't see a running back outgain another team like that, especially when you factor in the emotional aspect of it. It was amazing.
One-man gang.
Yeah, it was.
How amazing was it? I mean, how long has it been? Guys, it was early in the fourth quarter. They pulled Jalen. It went and pulled Barkley. Like, we got to sit there and watch our team do what we should be doing. Now, the Giants are a bad team, all right? There's no argument that, hey, we beat a good team. But we did what it's supposed to look like to a bad team.
Yep.
And that was what was impressive. And real quick, before you guys let me go, I'm sure it'll come up, but when Sirianni went to Saquon and said, hey, you're, I forget the number of yards, I think 16, 17 yards, whatever, from breaking your personal record in yards in a game, do you want to go back in there? And he goes, nah, let the other guys eat. Like, dude, that's who this guy is. And that's where his focus is. It's just not about himself. It's about the long-term goals of this team, and we got the right guy.
He's an awesome player, Chris. Day. Yeah, he's a good dude. He's an awesome player. Great call, Chris. And the Eagles are lucky to have him right now. So Chris mentioned, when was the last time you seen a running back outgain a team? And it had shades of 2 years ago, really. Because in 2 years ago, when the Eagles made the Super Bowl, Hugh, late in the game, they would pull Jalen Hurts off the field because they were winning by so much. It's almost like a college football game. We didn't have that last year. I mean, last year every win was a slog. And early this season, when you look at some stats, it's like, well, this is the first time since the Rich Kotite era they haven't scored this many points, and it's like, it's depressing. Yesterday felt more like the good years. You know, they hadn't won like that in two seasons. I think the last time they've had two turnover-free games in a row, which they now have, was 2022. They've now held an opponent without a touchdown in back-to-back games. That's the first time since 2017. We all know what that year was about. Yesterday gave this season life. Fred is in Scranton. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, Fred.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you guys. You were a great player, man.
Well, thank you kindly.
I've been watching the Eagles a long time. I had some trepidation yesterday going in. I'm driving back from Pittsburgh, actually. I was at my sister's. I was watching my great niece and nephew. They were playing, one's playing hockey, one's in the playing soccer. I was out with my earbuds on listening, and I heard that first run, that first long run Saquon had. That was awesome. I like this team a lot, man. It kind of reminds me of the 2008 Philadelphia Eagles when they made it to the NFC Championship, you know? And watch that one play. Hurts had, I know this goes under the radar, but Hurts had that scramble. He got out of that pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in the beginning of the third quarter, and he got the first down. I mean, that dude, man, I'll tell you what. I know Saquon's great, don't get me wrong, but I do love Jalen Hurts. I really do. High character dude. He's going to get better. And your morning show, that's all they talked about was Jalen Hurts' inabilities. I'll tell you what, he's a good quarterback. He really is. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, Fred. Appreciate. Well, yesterday was a great day. I didn't think Jalen was great yesterday.
He made some mistakes. He made some stuff. He did some things yesterday that had me looking at him sideways. But
early in the game, yeah.
Yeah, and late. But it's one of those things where, man, nobody's perfect.
But I thought the play that Fred was referencing was his. So he had two great plays yesterday. One was the bomb to AJ. Which,
oh, that was beautiful. Sat in the pocket, drop back, yeah. let it go.
Perfect throw. And I didn't think AJ had that much separation. He had a step, but it wasn't like he had.
It was a tight coverage.
Yeah, he had to drop it in there. Great throw by Jalen in a really pressure spot. I thought that was a turning point of the game, and that's when you knew the Eagles were going to win the game. But the other one was the play that Fred mentioned. He was dead to rights. That's it was a sack by the Giants, and that was, you know, around midfield. So it would have set. I think it was a third and long. So it would have set the Giants back up with the ball. I forget what the score was at that exact point, but it was a great play. It was a great run. I mean, Jalen has one of those a game where it's like, oh yeah, you kind of see that athleticism that's still there. 215-592-9494. More reaction coming up. What's hitting you from that big win? Saquon, the defense, Sirianni. I give Sirianni a lot of credit yesterday. His team was prepared to play. His team played hard. His team had his back. They were great on fourth downs. They didn't turn the ball over. It was a great Nick Sirianni day. I think it was a Sirianni win. Where do you come down? Your calls after the break, and we'll let you hear how the win sounded right here on WIP. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.